Hello and welcome to another weekly teaching from Vineyard Community Church, St. Louis.
Well, today we're going to be calling today kind of peace along the way. We know that this kind of time in our as a season is where everything's kind of sped up. There's lots of expectations. There's lots of busyness. And so as a church, we've decided, let's do something a little different during December. Let's slow it down. And the best way, an analogy we've used is this, it's like we're on a walk. We've been on a journey. And quite honestly, we've been doing quite well, even though there's been some thorns and some uphill climbs. I just feel like God's said over and over how well we're making choices in the middle of things and how God is actually moving us along individually as a church. And so I'm really grateful for that, but I just feel like in December, it's like, let's stop, like in the meadow, and rest with all the busyness and give some space for God to be able to just refresh us, to be encouraged. And so Sundays in December, we've just kind of changed up the way we go about the time. And so, the analogy is like we're just sitting down from a hike and taking a break and slowing down. But here's the thing about it. Have you noticed when you slow down, when you get quiet, that things that were already there come up? That's just a principle. If you slow down, you get quiet. You almost think it's not active, but it's one of the most active things you can do because then you can see what's there in a way you couldn't before. And Bill put it pretty well when he spoke about last week. It's like, when you get quiet, sometimes it's all of a sudden these little monkeys just start going around your brain, swinging everywhere and causing all kinds of chaos, right? I remember when I was a new Christian, I heard this person say this phrase that always stuck with me. He says, when it gets quiet, it often gets noisy. When it gets quiet, it often gets noisy, you know? And so when we talk about this place of peace along the way, today we're really going to do this. We're going to talk about that this need that we have for peace. We really have this need for peace. Don't you think we have this need for peace? And we're going to say, okay, let's have space for that to happen. That's pretty much the service this morning. And I want to start with a couple questions just to get us thinking. When you slow down and have some quiet, what feelings and thoughts come up for you? Right? How long do we have, right? If you really get quiet, what thoughts and feelings do you often have come up? You know, think about like when you're getting ready to go to bed and you're laying there, or maybe you wake up in the middle of the night and you're laying there in quiet, or maybe you get up in the morning and for a second, you feel quite relaxed. And then the next second, you're thinking, and you really are not quite as relaxed. Or that time in which you have some space in the car when something gets canceled or you're driving somewhere or you're just sitting and being quiet. When that happens, what comes up? And what I found is there's many things that often we wrestle with because we're in a world that is not a world at peace. Right? And so we have a world around us. And so for me, like, you know, I think it's pretty easy at this spot that there's so many small things that can just come up. Things like, am I ready? Simple things. It can be small or sometimes very large things. But how they affect you, like, am I really ready for Christmas? Or what's coming? Is this family dynamic? Or, you know, maybe I had a noise in my refrigerator. And I thought, oh no, I want to buy a new refrigerator. And every time I listen to that noise, I'm thinking, you know how many times that I thought about that stupid refrigerator now that I heard that noise, right? That engine light comes on. You think, I can't afford for an engine light to come on. You know, it can just be about anything. It can be really weird things. There's so many things that can just take your peace away. I remember the other morning, I'm like, I'm just loving God. I'm feeling so peaceful. I'm thinking, hey, and I'm making my coffee. I like to pray as I pour over the coffee and sense some spiritual experience in that. You know, I don't know why. I just love pour overs. And I take my arm and I sling it. Like, I don't know what happened. And it flies. I mean, if you couldn't have covered the walls with more coffee than that moment, right? And I thought, what is this about? I had so much peace a second ago, and now it's like grounds everywhere. Why is this even needed in life, God, you know? What is this about? Is there some spiritual meaning? No, it's just a broken world, and it's hard sometimes. Sometimes it's like you just, you know, someone says a hurtful thing to you or a relationship that you just think about, right? It's not quite right, or relational conflict, or you feel misunderstood, or you just had this disappointment, or this choice you made, you wish you could take it back, that thing you said. And so, you know, maybe it's a threat of your health or someone else's health or something going on with a person, with a struggle. It can be so many things. And then to calm down, you turn on the TV and watch the news. And you're flooded with things that are completely across the world that you have no way of touching. War and pain and suffering. And, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, as you think about those things, you know, they've taken surveys. 90% of media actually is negative in most surveys. 90%. And because 30% of a sensationalized headline of a negative event will actually pull you in more than anything else. There's 30% more chance of you reading the article. So it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out what's coming at us at levels that we've never seen before. Not just one or two news stations, but everything coming at us. Media, everywhere you go, even you're saying, I don't care about that stuff, I'm going to keep myself, you will run across it, and all of a sudden you're thinking about this thing that's sometimes overwhelming you. So here's the second question. What do you do when you experience emotions and sadness, worry, or anger about things you cannot change? Yeah. Let's get honest here. Don't, you know, just be really real. Like, what do you do? You have to do something with that, don't you? I do a lot of things, and I'm not proud of all the things I do when I'm in that place. I often have things where, like, for me, I don't know, for you, it's just easy sometimes to say, huh, I'm just going to put that over in this compartment right here and lock that door and leave it in that little room. But I keep hearing it knocking at me, right? I keep thinking about it. Or this place in which that I just, have you ever done this? I'm sure you haven't. You just distract yourself. Like, I am just going to distract myself. And then if we're real spiritual, we distract ourselves with positive things. Or we just go to some dark place, right? It's just all distractions. And then how about this place? This is my fun one I think about. I replay a situation. You guys ever replay situations? You just keep replaying it, think it's going to get fixed. Well, we're going to get this thing resolved. And so I'll think about it. I think maybe 49 times isn't going to be enough. Maybe 50 times, and I will come to a place of making sense of this or getting it fixed or understanding it so I can be relieved of this anxiety it's causing. Sometimes I think, well, look at the bright side. You know, that's not a bad thing, right? I guess it's better than looking at the dark side. But it's like, here's the way my thinking is. I got this black thing that's stealing from me, so let's put a little bright white thing and let's get some gray life and survive. Right? How about this place of this place where you just you know, just hope it will change? You've decided life will not be good until it changes. So until then, I'm going to duck my head and stay in the place of waiting for it to change and suffer till it changes. Keep hoping that the circumstance will change. Those are the things I do oftentimes. I find this place of the Bible often talks about our body, which just shows the symptoms of it too, but our heart and our mind, right? And often the things that take up our pace, it's like this separation between the two. We feel and sense and feel this place, and then we try to make sense of it, and we feel it, and we try to make sense of it, and we just find ourselves just not having peace, we find ourselves getting almost like it's pulling us apart. But this place of peace is really the word peace. The Bible talks about, it's really a place that's called, the word in the Greek actually, where Jesus is talking about the peace he offers, is joining together as a whole, the essential parts joined together, bringing oneness, peace, quietness, and rest. The Hebrew shalom is probably another close word towards what peace is. It's this place of well-being, satisfaction, feeling right with God and others, and feeling joy. So Jesus, we know at Christmas, right? Jesus is the wonderful counselor, right? The Prince of Peace. When he's announced, it's like glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those whom his favor rests. When Jesus gets ready to go, he tells them that I leave you with my peace. I give it to you. I give it to you not as the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. He tells later on, he says to them that I'm telling you all these things and preparing you as I leave, and this world is not very good, very hard, that you might have peace in this world. In this world you have trouble, but I'll give you peace, and I'll overcome the world. You know, I love how Jesus always refers to it as my peace. I want to give you my peace. Very different than our own ways of human peace. And so the question is how do we experience peace along the way? And we're going to use this verse, and we're just going to apply this verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard, some translations say rule, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know, as we look at this verse, you know, it just talks about this place of we just rejoice. And that word really is just delighting and taking pleasure in God in the middle of things. In the middle of an ugly world, we start delighting in who the goodness of God and the pleasure of who God is. We just delight in him. That's what it means by rejoicing. And in every circumstances, we go to God and we get real specific. This is what's going on with me. We're being honest. We give our requests and our desires. You know? And then this thing happens where he gives us his peace. And his peace guards our heart. Now, this scripture, what does it actually mean? It doesn't mean he's demanding joy and peace. Be joyful. Be peaceful. He's basically, it's an invitation to come to him so we can experience something that we don't have as we access him. You know, as we delight in him. You know, I love what Bill said. Bill said a lot of good things last week. He said, I really enjoyed it when I started learning that anything that opens me up or takes me to God is prayer. It's a form of prayer. That just leaves lots of options, right? What we have to understand is this prayer is a place that we go to receive something we can't get any other way. We access ourselves, we put ourselves and be honest before God so he can do things that we can't do. And we know that prayer, God answers prayers, right? But God is not saying to this verse, be positive and survive the turmoil of anxiety until your circumstances change. It's not what it's saying. It's saying when you come to me, before even any circumstance changes, I can bring you peace that is beyond what you can grasp in your mind, that you can understand. So we're going to spend the rest of our time, and I'm going to have Danielle come on up. I've asked Danielle just to kind of, well, we talked, I didn't ask her, we came up with it together. But we're going to have Danielle kind of lead us through a time of just practicing this and giving some space to be quiet and kind of lead us to this prayer exercise. And then after that, after she's done, we'll just move into worship.
Are we on? There we go. Ooh, sorry. Thanks, David. That was full of lots of truth. So this morning, we're going to do something very different than what we normally do in the Vineyard. And so we just ask for your openness. But what we're going to do is a type of prayer where we are going to do a combination of corporate prayer, where we're reading prayers together out loud, and then having times of silence. Why we wanted to offer this prayer is part of what we felt God invite us in this season is a season of being able to kind of rest and sit, right? The reality about prayer is this great gift and mysterious thing where we believe the Creator, right? The Creator of everything listens to us. And that is weird. And it's big, and it's hard to understand, and it is a gift, but when you're doing a lot of prayer, or new to prayer, or in hard seasons, praying can be one of the hardest things to do. And I have had seasons where I had no words left to pray, and I really struggled finding hope or even knowing what to ask for. And am I standing in the wrong spot? Okay. And in that season, there was a gift given to me by being invited to participate in written prayer, prayers that other people wrote so that I could pray with them. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to practice that, knowing that this kind of prayer isn't any better or more spiritual or more holy than the prayers that are just prayed from our heart. It is a type of prayer that we can do together. So what this is going to look like this morning is I'm going to actually come off the stage during the prayer time because I'm going to be praying with you guys. And I will start us off and we will pray. And we will pray for the world and the church and people in our lives. And after each time of prayer, we're going to have a couple minutes of silence. And in the silence, that is for you to lift up your specific burdens, your specific desires to God. And you're going to do that silently. And some of you will have lots of words and lots of things to say, and some of you will be like, what do I do in this time? And it can feel overwhelming and maybe uncertain. And so one of the things you can do is if there was a word or a phrase in the prayer that we read together that stands out to you, you can repeat that. You're welcome to just sit in the silence. But another thing that can be a really helpful thing to do in that is the situations or the people or the things that like come up in that quiet that David talked about, you can actually picture those things and picture giving them to God or laying them at Jesus' feet. I once heard someone say they picture putting things on like an elevator and sending them up. But whatever way that you can kind of imagine giving the things that you long for to God, you can do that in that space. It doesn't always have to be words. And then at the end, after the concluding prayer, the worship team can just come on up. I won't come back up. And we're going to just see what God does. And part of what we want you to do is pay attention to, do you actually experience this is true afterwards? After you have prayed together, after you've heard other people praying with you, after you've sat in silence, do you notice an increase in peace? God doesn't want us to pretend that we're getting these things from him. Like, we can really say, I tried, God, and learn from that and grow closer to him in it. So, everyone on the same page? We got it? Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to pop down now. And everyone should have this. It's also on the Slack channel, too, if anyone would prefer the digital version. So Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we welcome you into the words we speak together, into all the things we are about to lift to you. So let's pray together a prayer for the world. Our Father, who is in heaven, honored be your name. We bring to you the needs of our broken and hurting world. Let your kingdom come. Our hearts are overwhelmed by the violence, pain, and loss around us. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We long for an end to tears and suffering. Give us this day our daily bread. It is too easy to forget that all people are made in your image and have your love. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Let us be instruments of your love and compassion and power. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. For you are the King, rules with power and glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let us pray for the church. Jesus, we lift up your church in all its expressions and ask for your help to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Help your church be fully who you've called us to be in this world, that through us all may know the power of your love and mercy. Amen. Now let us pray for the people in our life. Lord, I pray for the people in my life. Please give them your peace and protection. Help them to see your face amid the challenges and troubles, as well as the goodness and joy in this life. Help me to see how I can lighten their burdens or encourage them. My heart longs for those who do not know you to experience the joy of your salvation. Show them you are the God who sees them. Amen. Amen. Let us pray for ourselves. Jesus, I am dearly loved by you. Let that truth be known more deeply by me. Give me an undivided heart that I may love you with all of who I am. Where I feel helpless or afraid, show me you are with me and for me. Where I feel hope and gladness, let me see how you are guiding me. Where I am tired, give me rest and strength. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you. Amen. Amen. Let us read the concluding prayer. with the burdens of our hearts shared with you, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit. Bless us with your peace and love, which comforts, strengthens, and surpasses understanding. As we enter worship with song, give us the grace to experience the deep gladness of knowing and being known by you. Amen.